Good morning. I'm Jonathan New, and I welcome you to worship with First Congregational Church of Natick, an open and affirming congregation of the United Church of Christ. I greet you in the name of our brother Jesus. On this fourth Sunday in Advent, when we gather to receive the love of God in the birth of Jesus, I extend a particular welcome this day to those of you who might be joining us by our live streamed or recorded video service. We give you many ways of being with us in worship. We hope you'll be with us live, but you can always do that by recorded video through our church's website. So that's another option for you. So on this day, I extend that welcome, and we know that we are people who are gathering in separate places, and that time may be separating us as well, but by the power of the Spirit, we are one in the body of Christ. No matter who you are or where you might be on life's journey, you are warmly welcomed by this congregation. We have a few announcements that we would like to share with you this morning. We've got lots of thanks to offer to worship leaders this day, to Tom Foster and Beth Canterbury, to the Ravelli family and Sarah Beth Guptill, to Sarah Lynn Keller and Wayne Zaretter. And also, of course, thanks to Hank Zaretter and to Randy Brewer and the staff at Pegasus Natick for their technical expertise. And this day, as we bring to you the Christmas pageant for this year, we give special thanks to our children and youth and the adults in their lives for the special gift of this Christmas pageant, and also special thanks to Sarah Lynn Keller for directing it, and to Tom Foster for providing music, and also to Lane McDonough for doing some sound and video editing. So thanks to all of them. We will look forward to that gift a little bit later in our worship time. We also have a time of lighting the Advent candle, and so we're going to thank the Ravelli family for helping us with that this day, and we invite you to have four Advent candles that you might light this day, relighting three and relighting today's candle, the candle of love. So we hope that you will be ready to do that immediately following the announcements. We have a time of lifting up prayer, celebrations, and concerns during our worship, and we've received many of those, and they're in your bulletin, but we can also receive them before and during our worship on every Sunday, so we invite you to do that. We invite you to do that today, and if you do so, you can send them those prayer requests to prayers@firstchurchnatick.org, and if you do that by the time of the reflection, we should be able to incorporate them into our worship this day. We have a time of post-worship fellowship that happens by Zoom video conferencing each Sunday following worship. And so we invite you to join us for that time. It's just really a time of being together following worship to share what's going on in our lives and to have some laughs and sometimes to share important information. And so we look forward to you being a part of that fellowship circle. You can find a link to that Zoom fellowship time post-worship in our church's link emailing, which would have arrived in your mailbox on Friday or possibly this morning. And so you can also look on our church's website for that link as well. So we invite you to be a part of that gathering. Sarah Lynn, I know that you have a few announcements this morning to share as well.
I do. Thank you, Jonathan. Good morning. So we have a Christmas Eve service this week on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and we invite you to join us for that in the same way that you are here with us this morning. But we are looking for you to contribute in some way that it will make that time really special for everyone. We're asking for you to send us a photo of you holding a candle that we can share during that Christmas Eve service and the time when we sing Silent Night. When we are gathered in the sanctuary, it is such a precious moment of the darkness turning to light, and we want to rekindle and feel that community in this way. So please send us your photographs, and we will share those on Christmas Eve. If you could please send them by tomorrow, that would be great. You can send them directly to me at SarahLynn@firstchurchnatick.org, or you can send them to admin@firstchurchnatick.org. And that service is at 7 p.m. on Thursday. We also have an opportunity for you to, Let's see. I think I'm going too far. Maybe not. Okay. Please come and join us this afternoon on our front porch as we light our fourth Advent candle together outside. And we do this a social distant, very short service that's been very meaningful for folks to see people in person, but wearing masks and being separated in a socially distant way. We also want to thank people who donated to the Advent Giving Tree Project. This was a wonderful project that we were able to raise $555 to purchase gift cards for the immigrant families that are a part of that immigrant network in Framingham, and they can purchase those items that they need the most. So thank you for those donations. And our flamingo games are still going on. Even though the flamingos are buried under snow, it may make it a little more challenging to find them if you're doing a drive-by to find those addresses. But you know, you can take part, and you can find those games in the link or on our website. You also have another opportunity, if you haven't already, to make a donation towards our poinsettias. The poinsettias have been delivered. I think there are a few more that are outstanding that are being delivered this weekend to our homebound members, and it's been such a blessing. But you can also make a memorial or a celebration that would be printed in the bulletin for Christmas Eve. If you want to do that, please get those memorial who you're giving your donation for the poinsettias for, get that to the office at admin@firstchurchnatick.org by Wednesday, please. And we also want to invite you to join us for our midweek connection and prayer on Wednesday at noon. It's a short time of gathering where we share prayer concerns and pray together. And also, Jonathan is available for pastoral care needs during the week. So please feel free to contact him at pastor@firstchurchnatick.org. Thank you.
Before we begin our Advent candle lighting, I just want to send a special thank you to Sarah Lynn for the many ways that she has helped us move through this Advent season and into the Christmas season, many different ways that she's engaged with the young people and the adults in this congregation's life. That flow of things that she had to share with us this morning primarily has to do with things that she's been doing. And so I'm just so grateful for the gift that she is to this congregation and the many ways that she's ministering with her many gifts. So Sarah Lynn, thank you. Thank you for all of that. And if you get a little tongue-tied because there's so much going on, I understand that. And we all do too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So at this time, we want to welcome the Ravelli family, who will be leading us in the lighting of the fourth Advent candle previously recorded in our church's sanctuary.
Soon we shall celebrate the birth of Jesus. As we gather around the Advent wreath today, we rejoice that Christmas is a time of prayer and open hearts. When we sing songs of joy, Christmas is a time of worship. The moment when the busiest of us pause and wonder. Christmas happens when God comes to us in love through Jesus Christ and fills us all with love for humankind.
Hear these words from 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 through 11. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God's loved us so much, we ought also to love one another.
We light these candles to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. We relight this first Advent candle to remind us that Jesus's coming brought hope into a dark world. We relight the second Advent candle to remind us the peace God gave us by making God present to us in Jesus. We relight the third candle to remind us the great joy that came from the good news Jesus brought into this world.
I
as we light the fourth candle, we are reminded that with the coming of the light, there is love. Such great love helps us to love God and one another.
Please join us in praying our unison prayer.
Holy One, we thank you for the glimpses and catches of your gift of darling love. Even in the midst of fear, of challenge, of struggle, even when we cannot yet see a better day, when we act like the human family we are, ignite the flame of love within us, that we might glow with its brilliance from inside out. Amen.
And so we come now to a time of entering further into this Advent Sunday worship. And in our reading today from the Gospel of Luke, a messenger appears as a sign from God, heralding a new era, saying, "Do not be afraid." Mary may have had reason to be afraid with this strange angelic appearance, speaking of a pregnancy that was certainly news to her. And yet there may be more here to her fear, for the messenger was also heralding a new way of being together, a new loving way of relating to God and one another that takes courage, because it means letting go of the present order of things so a new and a better day of loving kindness can be born. And so out of the emptiness of loneliness.
The emptiness of loneliness.
The wounds inflicted.
The wounds inflicted.
The fear of the other.
The fear of the other.
Help us face this fear of difference and dare to see what love can do.
Good morning. For our responsive Advent song, I'll sing it through once, and then I invite you to join me on the second time through.
I believe in love. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in love.
Please join us in the opening prayer as we say together, God of the humble and lowly, as shepherds were sent to a stable and there bowed before the holy child, so we have been led to the manger. We bow in amazement with them at such a birth in such a place. Love came near, born in a manger. The Lord of love and light has burst into this world of conflict and chaos to illuminate our darkness and to light our way to a new way of peace. May Christ be born anew among us this day, that our lives might witness to the truth of Christ's abiding presence with all people. Amen.
All hail to thee, the lowly maiden. Christmas morn. And Christian folk throughout the world will ever say, Most Highly Favored Lady, Gloria.
I invite each of us now to share the peace of Christ, reaching out our hands perhaps in a gesture of blessing or placing our hands over our hearts with the intention of opening ourselves to God's peace and meeting the spirits of others with our peace, or perhaps saying the word namaste with a bow, with the intention of conveying the sense that the divine in me recognizes and honors the divine in you. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
We come to a time now of lifting up the gifts of God and of returning to God a portion of that with which we have been blessed. And so we remember the many ways that we are being the people of God in the world, advancing God's mission in the world through the gifts that we've been given, our talents and our abilities, and all the different ways that we can make an impact in this world, advancing God's realm of love. And so we also hope that you will continue to be generous contributors to this church's mission and ministry through your financial giving. If you would like to make a financial contribution to the church, you can do that by mailing a check to the church's office, or you can do so online at our website at www.firstchurchnatick.org. The light has come into the midst of our darkness. Let us give of our life and labor, so that this love light might shine in the lives of many. Join me in our prayer of thanksgiving. Emmanuel, to a world of hurt and fear and oppression, you came to bring healing and hope and justice, and so receive and bless the gifts of money, of devotion, and of service we bring to your cradle. May they be used for your purposes as love continues to address the world's need. Amen.
Amen. The scripture reading today comes from the book of Isaiah and Luke, beginning in the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born unto us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon its shoulder, and his name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. And continuing in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child will be born who will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Here ends the reading for today.
Good evening. We are broadcasting here from First Church Natick. We're activating our imaginations as we go back in time to remember something that happened over 2,000 years ago.
Today we'll be operating in HD, Holy Divinity, to bring you the 2020 annual Christmas pageant.
We have late-breaking news from our reporter in Bethlehem, Judea.
Hello, I'm live with Elizabeth in Bethlehem. Can you tell me what happened?
One day, my husband Zachariah came home from serving in the temple and couldn't speak. Not a word. I thought, what's up with that? Eventually, he made me understand that he had seen a vision. An angel had appeared to him with a message from God.
We have some information directly from heaven. Let's go to David, our reporter in heaven.
Hi, I'm here in heaven. Let's see if there's anyone I can talk to.
I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. That day I was sent to tell the old priest that his prayer had been heard, that his wife would bear a son, and that he must call him John. The child was to be great in the sight of the Lord, a prophet of the highest, who would turn many of the people of Israel back to the Lord their God.
And did Zechariah believe you?
No, not at first, because he did not believe my words. He was struck speechless until they were fulfilled.
Back to you in Bethlehem, Sarah Beth.
And now let's check in on Mary as she hears her news.
Hail Mary! Do not be afraid! God is with you!
Who are you? What are you doing here?
I am Gabriel. I am here because you found favor with God.
But how? I am not yet married.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Your child will be holy and will be called the Son of God, for with God all things are possible.
Here am I, God's servant. Let it be to me according to your word.
Let's go live to Joseph in his carpenter shop in Nazareth.
Joseph, can you tell us what happened?
When I heard the news about Mary, I was upset. She seemed like such a nice girl, but all this talk about an angel, what does she take me for? I just didn't see what I could do, except break things off quietly now.
Oh, then what happened?
An angel came to me and told me not to be afraid. The angel said that the child was from the Holy Spirit, and the angel reassured me that Mary would bear a son, and I must be his father, and he would be named Jesus.
The Holy Spirit?
That's what I said, but the angel reassured me that Mary would bear a son, and I must be his father. He would be named Jesus, and he would save his people.
We appear to have a major traffic jam as people are headed into town for the census. We now have a live report from the census taking headquarters. Let's listen in.
Hear ye, the great emperor, Augustus the Magnificent, bids the whole world attend. There is to be a census, an enrollment of the entire empire. Let each man take his family to his native town and register there under the pain of exile, and do not delay. Augustus the Magnificent is waiting.
Census forms, get your census forms here.
Anyone know where there might be room for rent? My cousins from Capernaum are coming to town for the census.
Good luck. My friend and I have been looking all day for her nephew from Jericho.
I just rented out my shed to a guy from Jezreel. I don't think there's one single place left in all of Bethlehem.
You can have my mother-in-law's room, but you have to take my mother-in-law too.
Say, who's that coming down the road?
He sure looks familiar.
Does anyone know where we might find a room for the night?
Isn't that Joseph, the carpenter who moved to Nazareth?
Yes, and this is my fiancée, Mary. We've come back for the census.
Names, place of residence, date of birth, number of panel.
Joseph, son of Jacob, of the house of David.
And Mary, I'm to be his wife.
And how many have we here?
Look, we've just arrived. We'll talk to you once we're settled in. Do you know where we might find a place to stay?
Hardly my concern. Don't leave the town without finishing the questionnaire.
You might try that in over there. I haven't tried them yet.
Let's see what happens as Mary and Joseph continue their search for a place to stay.
From out of town. We need a place to stay. Can you help us?
Are you kidding? With all these people in for the census?
Oh, please, isn't there anywhere we could stay?
Not here, forget it. But try down the road. That rundown flea bag might have some room.
Hello, is anyone there?
Who's there?
Please, sir, we need a place to stay. Do you have any room, anything at all?
In your condition? Are you kidding? Try a hospital.
Sir, couldn't we just have a corner somewhere to sleep?
Sorry, mister. I wouldn't risk having a baby here. Try down the road.
Hello?
What is it?
please, we're looking for somewhere to stay. Can you help us?
You're our very last hope, sir. Please.
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but all my rooms are taken.
Isn't there anywhere, even just a shed we could stay in?
I don't mind. We just want to get out of the cold.
Well, okay, there's a stable out back. It's not pretty and it's not comfortable, but it's warm. There's dry straw. You can stay there for the night.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, what didn't you know? The baby came that night, right there, in my stable. They put him to bed in the couch trough since they didn't have a crib.
We have some information coming from our shepherds reporting from the fields.
In that region, there are shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord appeared before us, and the glory of the Lord shone all around us, and we were terrified. But then the angel said,
Shepherds, don't be afraid. I bring you good news. A Savior is born to you in the city of David. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be your sign. You will find a babe wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, singing God's praises.
Wow!
Did you see that?
Did you hear that?
What are we waiting for?
Let's go see. Go see? What? Are you crazy? This is scary!
Don't be scared. The angel said it was good news.
Ow. For the city people, maybe. But for us?
Yes, for us. The angel said he was born to us.
Yeah, us. Let's go see.
Well, that is quite a story.
So that's how it all happened?
None of us would have imagined it possible.
And you all know the rest of the story.
Well, we give thanks. We give thanks for that gift this morning, the gift of a story of love given as a gift of love. So thank you to everyone who participated in that. That was really, truly wonderful. I want to spend a few more minutes just thinking together about this story of love, and to do that by imagining a diary written by the angel Gabriel. And so I would have you enter imaginatively into what a diary entry by the angel Gabriel might be about all of this. Dear Diary, here we go again. I know it's been eons since I last wrote, and it seems like I only write when I'm all hot and bothered, but I really can't talk about this with any of the other archangels. They don't understand that the chief doesn't mind disagreement or even a good argument. Whenever I raise the least objection to what the chief proposes, they warn me, remember Lucifer. Ah, poor Lucifer, he used to be such a nice fellow. But there's no hiding my many qualms about the chief's plans anyway. As the great omniscient one, the chief knows about them already, probably even before I know them myself. So I don't suppose there's much use to putting a lock on this diary. Anyway, the chief is at it again. You remember how I protested when the chief made those wretched creatures called humans and devoted all that attention to them? Why, they're so pathetic they can't even get from one place to another without taking time. And then the chief made them male and female, like mosquitoes and mice. And they all die, again, like mosquitoes, but at least those little bugs can fly. But the chief just said, I love those creatures so much that I made them in my own image. Well, they are like the chief, all right, with a mind of their own and impossible to understand. Can you imagine? They traded an entire garden for a bite of some fruit. Well, you know, the chief, when I asked, why do you care about them all? They're so miserable. The chief just looked at me and said, that is precisely why. And I remember our other disagreement about the Jews being chosen for some of the chief's most special work on earth. What about the Egyptians? I protested. After all, they're much better builders. Or the Chinese, an ancient civilization and a very sophisticated people. Or the Romans with their organizational abilities. But the Jews, it would be a people of heart and soul, Gabriel, says the chief, like Moses and Ruth and Jacob. Yes, I say, faithful women and men, but so insignificant. But the chief just said, that is precisely why. Now, to top it all off, the chief has decided to make these humans adoptive children, like royal heirs. Can you believe it? Not only that, but the chief has decided to become more present to them. You think the burning bush and the pillar of fire would have been enough. But no, the chief wants to become one of them. Imagine, one of them. Fortunately, the chief can be there and here at the same time. Otherwise, pardon the language, but all hell could break loose. Anyway, a few months ago, the chief told me to go and tell a young peasant woman about the plan. Huh? I said, a Jewish peasant engaged to a carpenter? Well, you think I was surprised. You should have seen the look on her face when I told her, you're the one, kiddo. I tried to tell her it would all be well, but it about knocked her sandals off. The truth is, I really didn't want to go. But when I told the chief it was a mistake to actually become one of these lowly creatures, I got the same enigmatic reply. That is precisely why. Well, now the chief's at it again. I'm to rehearse a choir to announce the birth. Sounds pretty promising, right? And just where do you think we'll be performing? That brand new theater in Ephesus, or the Chinese imperial court, or the Roman Colosseum? Wrongo. We're to sing in the middle of the night in some backwoods little burg in Judea. And the audience? A handful of shepherds and some mangy sheep. Ay, 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 why such unlikely people in places? We already know the answer, though, don't we? That is precisely why. So here I am doing my duty and wondering what the chief will be up to next. You know, I wouldn't put it past the chief while on Earth to associate with all kinds of undesirables, comforting them, healing them, trying to help them get along with one another, and of course to end up getting into all kinds of trouble with the authorities. Well, I've gone on long enough. The heavenly choir still needs a bit of work, and I've got a message of great news, of great joy for all the people to learn by heart. See, I even got that part wrong. Besides, I'd better quit before I live up to my nickname. Until next time, diary. Gabby. Well, we are all having a little fun this morning with the Christmas story, but part of the reason that we are doing that is because we're trying to understand it. And so we tell this story and retell this story in different ways in order to understand what's at the heart of it. The Christmas story, I think, is the most surprising, extraordinary, revolutionary, beautiful story in the world of how God chose to enter history and enter our story. It could have been different. People of Jesus' day were expecting a Messiah, very different, to be born in power, to be born with purity, in preparation for wiping out all of Israel's enemies. Instead, God chooses a frightened young girl named Mary, bearing the scorn of her people for being pregnant out of wedlock. Her rejection is part of the Christmas story because rejection is part of our story. God chose a carpenter named Joseph who wrestled with his doubts and fears. His doubts and fears are part of the Christmas story because doubts and fears are part of our story. God chose for Jesus to be born in an obscure town where there was no room for him, in a place that was dirty and dark and cold and lonely, because that hostile, uncaring world is the same one with which we too have to contend. The first visitors to the manger were shepherds, considered ritually impure in the time, because we also know what it's like to be excluded and marginalized. Mary and Joseph had to take the infant and flee to Egypt because powerlessness is part of our story too. The Christmas story is not a story about might. It is a love story, a message from God to the world, to you and to me. This is where God wants to be born. This is where God wants to be known as Emmanuel, God with us, to demonstrate that nothing can separate us from the love of God. God enters here because this is where we most need God. The only way that I can respond to this story is to open my heart and find the rejected and the poor and the frightened, doubting, lonely places that are inside myself, and remember my siblings in the family of God who also know rejection and poverty and fright and doubt and loneliness. And so, beloved, let us tear down our walls of fear, of pride, or shame, and invite God in. For the human heart is precisely where God wants to be born, that this story of love might become a love story for the entire world to share. May our loving God make it so. Amen. We come to a time now of opening our hearts, and we do that by sharing prayer celebrations and concerns. And so I turn now to Wayne Zaretta, who might have some to share with us that have come before or during our worship this day. Wayne.
Good morning. Prayers of healing go out to Florindo Federico, stepfather of the Sweaters, who was released yesterday after a second hospitalization in Florida, recovering from a foot infection. Amongst our thoughts and prayers, we celebrate that Deb Evers' sister Donna's cancer is now in remission and are thankful for everyone's prayers. Lastly, prayers of gratitude for the members, friends, and particularly for the pastoral administrative staff of our church family. Their dedication, inspiration, and care makes all the difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. We appreciate that. What an honor, what a pleasure to serve in ministry among you. Let us pray together. Holy center of this most holy season, Jesus, child and ruler, all stars point to your birth. All our wanderings come home to you. All our griefs and delights find a place in the stable where you choose to transform poverty and pain and loneliness and rejection. Your light shines in our lives. Your peace embraces our anger, our sorrow, our loss. Your life opens us up to new discovery of our most intimate selves and of our neighbors, however we may find them. In your humble birth, we discover your everlasting majesty and grace. And we welcome you and offer our thanks and praise in your glorious name. And so we look to you this day to be with us as we wrestle with a world of troubles, of pandemic illness and death and life with masks and in lockdown and plans upset and hopes dashed and of lingering uncertainty, with our anxiety and fear about where our nation and our world is headed, about how climate catastrophe may be averted, about hate-filled words and violent actions directed towards those who we have historically cast as other, too many others, loving God. When we are all your children in the family of God, and all our everyday concerns as well about jobs and health and coping with loss, and so we ask you, Holy One, to be with us. Be with all who are in need of your radiant love. Indeed, loving God, amid the bright colors that surround us this season, send to us all the light of Christ, that all that is good may be revealed more clearly and all that is wrong may be exposed and may be transformed. We pray these things in the name of the Holy One born in Bethlehem and who lives today, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
People of peace, the time is near, of the crowning of the year. Make your hearts clear as you are able, trim the hearth and set the table. People of peace, and sing today, lo, the guest is on the way. Pharaohs be glad, the earth is bare, one more seed is planted there. Give up your strength, the seed to nourish, that in course the flower may flourish. People of peace, and sing today, lo, the rose is on the way. Stars keep the watch when night is dim. One more light the bowl shall brim, shining beyond the frosty weather, bright as sun and moon together. People of East, and sing today, love, the star is on the way. Angels announce with shouts of mirth, to earth, set every peak and valley humming with the word the Lord is coming. People of peace, and sing today, love, the Lord is on the way.
We believe. even love, even when we don't feel it. Beloved, kindle the light of Christ within you and receive this blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may God look upon you with kindness and give you peace and hope and joy and love on this day and in all your days to come. Go now in the peace of Christ. Amen.